guess this was supposed to be an unshow, and it sort of still is. Unlike brand cereals, we try to keep things irregular around here. But it's even going to have an AKA name, because I'm your host, Jack Mangan, AKA the trimmed Geraldo Rivera mustache hair found in the drain. All right, this is still going to be a short one, so before we go any further, let's do our special promo. This is one that I especially like.
An alliance between two kingdoms is struggling. The only person with the knowledge necessary to restore harmony between the two has been murdered. Now, seven heroes must travel to the underworld to talk to that person and retrieve that lost knowledge. But on the way, they'll face magical dangers.
Cutting damage doesn't affect them.
That's the only kind of weapon we have.
And encounter all sorts of supernatural beings.
There's a death of Pans?
Like any personification of death, I have other appointments to get to.
These heroes are the Questers from FPM. The Questers from FPM is a serial created by Amy Bowen. Available exclusively in episodes of Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Starting with episode 100. Subscribe at www.jackmangan.com.
Smurf!
What's that? Yeah, Ma, I killed the Pans. Pans are all dead. Wait, you didn't want me to... You didn't want Pans dead? Oh, you mean a dead Pan. Jack Mangan's Dead Pan. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Dead Pan Podcast.
Live! Live.
All right, time for the Greasy Spoon comments game. And that is, for those of you who are unfamiliar, that is where we tally the comments from the current episode, which is actually, for this show, we're getting the comments from Deadpan number 104, Fear of a Blue Planet. And since I end up saying the word comments over and over again when describing what we're doing here, I've replaced the word comments with the word nipples, which is a lot more fun. So we're going to choose five nipples at random, and hopefully the people will enjoy having their nipples exposed on podcast. First nipple of the week, John Bowes says, M-Minnesota Wild first preseason game next week. The X is getting a whole new different kind of slippery on the arena floor compared to last month. Ellipsis. The Energizer Bunny says, includes chocolate squares, cappuccino cookies, apricot, almond, Florentines. Ed from Texas says, well, from what I've been able to gather from those who stayed in the area, it sounds like my home is probably okay. The biggest question is when power will be restored. There's a couple million without power, and it's expected to take a couple of weeks to get everyone back on the grid. Of course, talking about South Texas in the wake of Hurricane Ike. And glad that things have turned out pretty okay for you, Ed from Texas. Retro says, I thought you video is quite the funny, Joe. Something no so funny, though. Architecture as a profession is pretty much the first industry to feel the ebb and flow of the economy. Turns out everyone in my office is going to be required to reduce hours until things pick up. I suppose that's preferable to layoffs, but it's going to suck a little to take a 10% pay cut for the moment. I hope things take an upswing turn soon. Retro says, that's two in a row for Retro, TEB:, Deadpanos. And the sixth and final nipple of the week, Vanamon says, CP:411#211. You know, I completely missed the belly button shout out. Doe! And wow, those were some grim nipples. But, grimness of the nipples aside, Vanamon actually, that was a random selection, but there is going to be future belly button content, because I'm an idiot. And did not play some of the belly button content that I did actually, in fact, receive. I just overlooked it because I am disorganized as all get out. So if you have something to tell me about your belly button, then feel free to send it to me. And actually, I'll just give you the contact info. You don't just, this is not the belly button line, but just send me your shit. You can call it in. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. In addition to belly button content, we'll also take stories about dumb things you've done in your life, which still haunt you to this day, aka dumbass memories, stolen lyrics from songs, paragraphs that you really liked out of books, or just funny stories that you want to share or whatever. You can also email me your recordings. My email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. All right, enough of that. So anyway, yes, send me that stuff. And, oh crap, what the hell else was I going to say? Ah, fuck it, I'm going to take a break and throw in a bumper.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. He says deadpan is the way. I do not understand the purpose of this statement. My deadpan was pre-installed. Please input clarification.
And yes, that is a great bumper, but holy crap, how many times have I played that? That's another thing you can send in to 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664, or sphericaljackm@gmail.com. You can send me more deadpan bumpers. Yeah, it's about time. We got a new crop in here. All right, well, the reason why this is not an unshow, or why it's a weird, fucked up unshow, is because we are retiring something we've been doing for about, I don't even know. I should have done this. I should have done some homework, but I'm not doing it now, and I'm not even throwing sound. This is where it's unshow-esque, because there's going to be no post-production or side production. We are retiring the Greasy Jelly Bean game, which started somewhere in the 20s, the Deadpan episodes, I guess. Anyway, this game was where every week on a couple of days before the show would come out, you would try to guess how many comments there would be on the board. Yes, how many nipples there would be on the board. And that was it. You would just try to make that prediction. And then whoever came the closest got a point. And then after so many points, you would win a meal with me at a Denny's. You know, there was, the fine print was that there was no fine print, that, you know, it was not, you know, the deal. It wasn't an obligated thing. And oh my God. Anyway, so we're retiring it. It's been fun. It's been a good time. We've seen some people who've really reigned and really ruled. Chris of the Food Geeking Podcast and Vanamond were probably the two who excelled the most at this. But anyway, the game is, it's time to put the game out to pasture. You know, maybe it'll be something that will come back sporadically in the future. You know, maybe that's probably a good idea. We'll announce it in the future. All right. We had a whole bunch of predictions this week for the final official Greasy Jelly Bean game ever. They were 669, 445, 479, 360, 500, and 352. And let's see, where the hell are we? Yes, mouse click, keyboard click, mouse click, keyboard click. And, oh, someone, all right, there are 400 and... Holy crap, this is the worst podcast of all time. Sorry. I'm going to type in on the board that we're calling it at 402. Just, you know, entertain yourself with something else while I type. All right, I wrote 402 final GJB tally ever sniff. So, all right, the closest to 402 would be, well, by 1 point, right? 42 away would be 360, which was retro. 445 was 43 away. So wow, this one was a nail biter. Congratulations, Rhett. You get the last ever GJB point. Unless, you know, we do this for fun at some point in the future. But it will not happen in the next Deadpan episode. But of course, you won't know, because after this completely boring, unentertaining ramble, you won't be listening. And I don't blame you. Anyway, is that, no, there, I guess there's other orders of business, but if you listen frequently, there is actually a reason to come back in the future. I actually have a bunch of things that I have written that I've not put in this episode, And I have a bunch of really good content from you guys, including, you know, the overlooked belly button content. So the next full-length episode should be more entertaining than this. All right, going to do two things on the way out. We're going to do the customary deadpan music and going to do something I haven't done in a while. I'm going to do a lyric smash. But anyway, I'm not coming back after the lyric smash or the music. So thank you for listening. Thank you for not clicking off 10 minutes ago. And deadpan is the way. Let's get some luster back to that saying. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. All right, thank you for listening, seriously. And I'll catch you on the next whatever we put out. Good night, Mush.
Hey, this is Rayquell, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and deadpan is the fucking way.
War. Hooah. Good God, y'all. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. The sport is war, total war. The final swing is not a drill. It's how many people I can kill. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Happiness is a warm gun. We're all overjoyed at the war machine and feed it with our babies. Your power-hungry selling soldiers in a human grocery store ain't that fresh. Come on, it's war, come on. Come on, come on, come on. She woke in the morning. She knew that her life had passed her by. She called out a warning. Don't ever let life pass you by. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. 16 in the clip and no one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they drop it and yell, and it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I am a man, I'll give you something that you won't forget. I said you shouldn't have worn that dress. I said you shouldn't have worn that dress, worn that dress. Soldier boy, made of clay, now an empty shell. 21, only son, but he served us well. The pain of war cannot exceed the woe of aftermath. The drums will shake the castle wall. The ring race ride in black. Ride on. Yes, it's spelled like luxury yacht, but it's actually pronounced throat warbler mangrove.
In my room every night. I am free.